Well, welcome back to part two as we discussed women in rock. And who we're going to start the second half off with is Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart. They broke some barriers when they joined that band in 1973. It was very rare to have a female lead voice in heavy rock bands in the 70s, but when they did join Heart, the band's popularity grew. Their song Barracuda was written by Ann, she did the words, and Nancy, who did the music, along with some help from the other band members. It was in response to sexism and slanderous reports about the sisters. Mark, I don't know about you, but I just love the way Nancy plays this opening guitar, so let's listen.
Say this.
Barracuda from the Little Queen album from 1977. I think Ann's got one of the greatest voices in all of rock and roll, male, female, doesn't matter.
I agree.
Yeah, Heart is considered one of the top hard rock bands in music history. Mark, listen to these numbers. Over 35 million records sold, 20 top 40 singles, and 7 top 10 albums. They're also members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2013. And Mark, once again, we have another artist who was influenced by the Beatles and Ed Sullivan. It's amazing how many got interested in music because of that show. What other band do you think Heart, well, specifically Ann and Nancy Wilson, were heavily influenced by?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think they were dubbed Little Led Zeppelin in their early Seattle and Vancouver, Canada playing days. Am I right?
Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Okay. Right as always. Yeah, and one thing you really have to watch on YouTube is their rendition of Stairway to Heaven. With the aid of drummer Jason Bonham, it was a tribute to Led Zeppelin at the Kennedy Center Honors in 2012. It's one of the most incredible performances in rock history, in my opinion. Yeah. And if you do watch it, watch when the camera goes up to Robert Plant. He has tears in his eyes.
Yeah, I watched it. It was an amazing performance. All right. What surprises me about our next pioneers are that they are mostly forgotten music history. The band Fanny considered themselves accomplished musicians first and female rockers second. Even so, they were the first all-female rock act to achieve international prominence and to record 5 albums with 5 major labels. Fanny was founded by sisters Jean Millington on guitar and June Millington on bass. Both were born in the Philippines. Rounding out the original quartet were Alice DeBure on drums and Nikki Barclay on keyboards. All 4 women sang. Although the band played and sang every note on their debut album, the rock press and the public viewed them as a novelty act. But British rock royalty felt differently. British rock stars not only promoted the band, but that many chose Fanny as their opening act. So from their 1972 album, Fanny Hill, let's listen to the song Borrow Time.
Thank you.
You know, that song sounded a lot like something off of Exile on Main Street. Didn't it, Jim?
No, okay. I don't think so. I don't agree.
All right. Fania began as a guitar-based drums trio named Wild Honey. Legendary Warner Brothers producer Richard Perry was so impressed that he got them a contract with Prize Records without auditioning. However, he convinced the trio to add a female keyboard player, and the quartet was renamed Fanny. Jimmy, do you know how Fanny got its name? And be nice now.
Okay, Marky. All right, I'm guessing it has nothing to do with their rear ends, but I think it had to do with depicting sisterhood?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But, you know, Reprise Records wasted no time playing up the women's backsides on their first album cover and promotions. But I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Reprise Records. Who started Reprise Records?
Al Jolson.
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra.
I did not
when
know
he left,
that.
When he left Capitol Records.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Jim, I learn something every day from you.
Yep. I'm just full of useless knowledge.
Okay. Jimmy, I understand your next female artist has been called the accidental rock star and also the punk poet laureate.
You are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM and on demand. Our next person up is one of my all-time favorites, Patti Smith. She was born in Chicago but raised in New Jersey, where in high school she developed an intense interest in the diverse musical talents of people like John Coltrane, Little Richard, and the Stones. She first chose performance poetry as her favorite artistic medium and gave her first public reading in 1971 with Lenny Kaye, who became a future bandmate. He was the guitar player. This one show introduced Smith as an up-and-coming figure in the New York art world. It turns out that Bob Dylan was a big fan. Over the next several years, Smith dedicated herself to writing and published some critically acclaimed books on poetry. And occasionally, Mark, I don't know if you knew this, but she wrote for Cream and Rolling Stone magazine.
I didn't.
Yep. More useless knowledge for you. In 1974, Patti formed a band using her poetry set to rock and roll music and was a pioneer in the punk rock sound. From her 1975 debut album, Horses, is her version of the garage rock classic, Gloria.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. I look so proud. I'm moving this year.
All right, Mark, get off the desk now, doing the dancing, doing the monkey up there. Well, that was the great Patti Smith. Just an incredible, incredible version of Gloria. I don't think Van Morrison, the original writer, thought his song would ever sound like that.
Yeah, really.
As you notice, Patti added some words and changed some of the words from the original. The song was also done by the Shadows of Night from Chicago, and they had a very big hit with it. Patti has influenced so many artists, ranging from R.E.M. and Sonic Youth all the way to Madonna. And Rolling Stone does list her as one of the 100 greatest rock artists of all time. Patti still records, performs, writes poetry. She is a true artist in every sense of the word. Patti has certainly left her mark on music.
All right, Jim. Well, like the band Fanny, the Runaways were an all-female band who played their own instruments. Formed in 1975, the teenaged members were initially viewed as a gimmick due to their instrumental inconsistency, but with experience, the band's stature grew. They became huge stars in Japan and had a nice following in Europe. Actually, they were treated like the Beatles when they went over and toured Japan. It was really something else because they weren't really followed in the U.S. So let's listen to You Drive Me Wild from their 1976 debut album, The Runaways. Keep in mind that manager Kim Fowley refused to let bassist Jackie Fox play on this album. Taking her place was English session bassist Nigel Harrison. That was Joan Jett on lead vocal on that particular song. The original band began falling apart in 1977. They played their final concert on New Year's Eve of 1978. However, individual members found life after the Runaways. Singer-guitarist Joan Jett, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with her band, the Blackhearts. Lead guitarist Lita Ford earned respect from male rockers and continued with a respectable solo career. Singer keyboardist Sherry Curry cared for a dying Kim Fowley in his last months, and she continued to perform, act, write, create art, and become a substance abuse counselor. Original bassist Jackie Fox won $87,000 on Jeopardy and became an attorney. How about that? Unfortunately, the band's co-founder and drummer Sandy West fell on hard times and died of cancer at age 47. I have a question for you, Jim. Although Sherry Curry would like to see the Runaways nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she feels another female artist deserves it sooner. It's someone Curry said had a huge influence on the band and has not gotten her due. Who is that?
Well, Sonja Henning is out.
what?
Sonja Henning from Caddyshack. Anyway, I'm sure you're talking about Susie Quattro, better known to the fans of Happy Days as Leather Tuscadero. Yep. She was Italian, you know, by the way, in the show.
Gee.
I think one of the reasons she gets overlooked is that she had such a diverse career over, gosh, I think 50-plus
years.
Yeah.
She's done so many things. That's why I think she's gotten lost in the shuffle.
So anyway, that's our show for today. Women of Rock, we talked about Tina Turner, Janis Joplin, Stevie Nicks, Grace Slick, the Wilson Sisters, Ann and Nancy, the band Fanny, the band Runaways, and one of my favorites, Patti Smith. Now, Mark, of all these people we heard today, who do you like to listen to the most?
It's not a fair question. But if I had to pick one, I have to go with Tina Turner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought you'd say Joplin.
Yeah, I did too. But yeah. I changed my mind.
Well, it's an 8-way tie for me, so there, I'm trying to be very good. But anyway, that's the end of our show. Please join us each week for songs and talk about the greatest era of rock and roll. We are on every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30, and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. If you have any topic suggestions, please email the station. You can send them to producer Jim Eggers. Thank you, Jim, for a great show again. And Mark?
Oh, okay, it's my turn. All right, okay. Our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, is available on Amazon. You can view Jim's photography website at jimsamariaphoto.com. I got your name right. You can also find us on Facebook. You've been listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM, and on demand.